Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky. I forgot who I was for a minute. And joining me for this episode is Leah. Hey, Leah.
Hi, everybody.
And Lindsay.
Yes. Jeez.
Hi. Lindsay. And Heather is here, marked safe from Reader's Take Denver. We're so happy you're back and safe.
Same. And I dodged the bullet. There was a huge tornado literally right where we drove.
I was like doom scrolling like 10 minutes ago, and like there's tornado like tiki talks and like reels everywhere. I'm like, why are you still standing outside?
Michael shared a screenshot or a TikTok with me with like all the debris in the yard, and then there's someone's big giant like dildo. And I'm like, okay.
You can't live in the Midwest unless you're out staring at the sky in the middle of a storm.
This is true.
That's a giant tornado. Was not small. Like, it was enormous.
I call it the Midwestern dad stance, where they send everybody to the basement and they stand out on the porch.
Like a bunch of dummies. Yeah, I mean, for sure. Just my husband does that all the time.
They're so awesome. I'm confused where I'm at. We are back with the term of the week.
It's time for an episode.
It is.
That's where we're at.
We are back with term of the week. So not last week, because last week was our special 200th episode. So we didn't do a term of the week. But the week before, we defined taboo romances. So if you haven't listened to that episode, you can go back and listen to that and kind of find out how we define taboo. So what it comes down to is there are some romances or some trope talk or topics or book rec episodes that people have asked for. But when it comes down to it, when we take like a collective look at what everybody reads, there might be one of us that could talk on that episode. And not everybody has enough book recs to do a full episode on certain topics. So what we've decided to do is for right now, we're just going to twist them into terms of the week to kind of help you, the listener, define what we're talking about. So like I said, 2 weeks ago, we talked about what a taboo romance was. This week's term of the week is forbidden romances. The trope of a forbidden romance is a storytelling device where two individuals from different backgrounds, social statuses, or circumstances find themselves drawn to each other despite significant obstacles that prevent or discourage their romantic involvement. These obstacles can vary widely, ranging from societal taboos, cultural norms, to family opposition, conflicts or interests, or even legal barriers. The tension in the narrative often stems from the character's struggle to navigate those obstacles while grappling with their feelings for each other. Forbidden romances frequently explore themes of love, sacrifice, defiance, and the human desire to break free from constraints. This trope is popular in enduring motif in literature, film, television, and other forms of storytelling due to its ability to evoke powerful emotions and propel a compelling backstory for character development and conflict. So when we think forbidden, what you should use kind of as your guide is going to be like Romeo and Juliet. They were forbidden because of their family's warring. So this is going to be often... forbidden is going to be enemies to lovers or a mafia family type saga where there is the angst in that book is going to be more about wanting to be together but being kept apart. Does that make sense? Some people sometimes will use forbidden for like boss employee. Because it's kind of frowned upon, but also I think that's just like cheap, easy.
That in a sense is forbidden in the sense it could be like legal ramifications, but like it's not like one of you can get fired or leave your job.
Report to HR,
Like you can get rid of the forbidden aspect of it.
Yeah.
Like if it's a family feuding, I mean, the feud could end, but.
Well, and we read enough mafia romances where, you know, it's two families being forced to marry together. So we have that forced marriage, but sometimes we read them where I think it was in one of Neva Alta's books where they fell in love, but the family was like, no, we're not. We don't need that one. The one with the Chicago girl or the New York girl marrying into the Chicago family.
Yeah.
So,
I'm not sure which one it is, but I think, yeah, it definitely was one
one
of
of the
hers.
many. So, anybody else have any thoughts on forbidden romances?
They're delightful.
They're
I
delightful.
like them.
I do think you also see it in romantic suspense, specifically when it's like Susan Stoker in Mountain Mercenaries, like they wind up falling for the person that they're
Rescuing.
saving from a situation. And like that's not, I don't know that it's necessarily forbidden, but it's frowned upon.
Yeah.
You're not supposed
That's
to.
in that like gray of like.
Yeah.
Someone asked, could age gap be forbidden? It would really just depend
It would,
if her
yeah.
family has a very strong response to them being together.
Well, but it kind of, it's the dynamic of their relationship prior to their romantic relationship that creates the
That.
forbidden aspect. Like, if it's just an age gap where it's like they meet and whether or not there's discourse, like, once their family finds out, like, that's just. Their family are just not happy with the choices they made. So it's all in, like, if he's a professor and she's like the student, that would be more forbidden
Yeah.
because, like,
We're gonna
there's
have
that like
power dynamic.
anti like
Like
relationship aspect to it. Yeah.
QB Tyler does Forbidden very, very well. It like toes that line, right? So like he is older and she grew up with next door and was like best friends with his son, her, you know, his son. Like that's a little forbidden because
Well, so and
like
actually that is actually more into taboo.
taboo.
Just like an
Oh.
ex's. So if it's an age gap and it's the your ex's dad, that's gonna fall into the more taboo side. And that's the thing too to keep to think about. Forbidden and taboo really do go hand in hand.
Well, because like step siblings, thing like step cousins, things like that, those are more taboo, not forbidden. But it's But like if you're in romantic suspense, like Lindsay said, and it's like you fall in love with the enemy, that's more forbidden.
I would also have to say, I think that with Forbidden, it has to be more of an external conflict than an internal conflict, right? Because the warring families, or, you know, he's, oh, a good one is like he's in the FBI and she's the daughter of the mob. Katie Robert had one of those. That would have been forbidden
Oh, that was a
because
good one. I like
how
that
can
one.
you, like, investigate this mafia family and fall in love for the daughter. So that's forbidden. Like I said, 2 weeks ago we talked about taboo. Next week we'll dive into whatever is next on the list. So
Yeah, Dina, like if he's in like an MC and she's the, like a cop or vice versa, like that would be more forbidden
yeah,
as well.
actually, so sibling's best friend can absolutely be forbidden, especially if the older brother is like, you will not date my sister.
Because there's that external like reasoning for it not to happen.
Like somebody put a rule down. Which, speaking of rules, we have rules tonight, ladies. And we are
Okay, so
sticking with the rules, or
Becky's
you
been
will
on a
be fed to
power
the
trip with these
sharks.
rules tonight, and I don't think I like it
Too bad,
because we all
Sosten.
know that I do not like to follow the
Too bad.
rules.
So when we first conceptually, okay, so let me do this. On this episode of Buzzing About Romance, we're diving into the literary treasure trove as we explore the tantalizing topic of desert island reads. Picture yourself stranded on a sun-kissed shore, waves gently lapping at your feet, with only five cherished books to keep you company. Which tales would you choose to whisk away to the distant lands? Ignite your imagination, warm your heart, time and time again. Join us as we reveal our ultimate selection, those literary lifelines we simply couldn't bear to be without. So grab your sunscreen, and a cozy spot in the sand because we are about to embark on the journey through the pages of our most beloved stories. Let's set sail on this literary adventure together.
So, no caveat though, it's only our romance.
Right, it's only romance. So when I went searching for this, because this is an idea that came out of a brainstorm, whatever, it was originally said three reads. And I thought, oh, these people will rebel and someone will stab me if I tell them they can only have three reads. And somebody has a cute comment in our doc about a solar thing in their Kindle. No, it went overboard. It is not waterproof. You will not get that.
But mine is waterproof. If I drop it into the bathtub, no, it still
sharks
works.
Ate them. There are no Kindles.
To be fair, my solar charger works extraordinarily well.
And my solar charger's the ball.
Becky's getting all frustrated. I have my five books. Don't worry. But no, I'm just saying you as can a backup.
Have... I have my five books and my Kindle.
No Kindles. There are no Kindles. No solar.
But I don't leave home without it. I don't take paperbacks anywhere. Well, it but went I do over... travel with my Kindle.
It went overboard.
It's in my fanny pack at all
we
times.
We are on a three-hour tour. And the skipper threw it overboard. It does not exist.
Why did the skipper throw it overboard? Gilligan would totally throw it
overboard. Our husbands throw them overboard. Don't worry, we have backup books. Don't worry.
Right. And unless you download it, there's no Wi-Fi on this island. So, doesn't work.
Well, this is true.
Too bad, so sad. No Kindles. We have rules.
Sounds good.
We have rules.
The rules suck. Lindsay's just quietly observing.
I thought you tried to break this episode, and then Becky threatened to cut us back to three books. And I was like, but I followed the five book rule. Like, I didn't even put a box set or a series. I picked five individual books, which I never follow the rules. I am like the worst when it comes to following the rules. I did such a good job today.
I'm so proud of you, Lindsay. You are the first mate.
Lindsay gets a gold star.
You will not be fed to the sharks. Leah, Heather, they're walking the plank.
But I like to swim.
You know, I have a list, and then like sharks. In the moment, I'm like, oh, this is what I'm going to choose.
Can I piggyback on somebody else's? Like, are we on the island together so we can share?
No, we're all on our own.
Island alone.
Why are we on our own?
We have to all be on the island together. We share.
I want to share.
Lindsay and I can be on our island, and you can be all by yourself.
Oh my God. We are on an island alone. No Wi-Fi. No Kindles.
I am not Tom Hanks. I cannot survive as a castaway.
I'm with my husband because there's no way I could survive without him. You'd have to like forage food. I couldn't do that.
Could you imagine going on Survivor and like have no comforts? Like you could not take a book on Survivor.
I won't even sleep in my backyard in a tent with my family. No. They sleep in the tent and I sleep in the house.
Justin watches Naked and Afraid.
What is that show?
They're naked. Literally,
they're naked, and then they send them out to some random spot.
It's like 2 days, though. It's like
the one that we would just.
But it's strangers, also.
Like you have to be naked with strangers, like in a jungle.
It's two people who have never met, and they drop them off in this remote area, and they're naked.
Okay, wait. I've watched like the Bear Giles Gill stuff like the survivor guy that
this is different.
Is put somewhere.
You need to tomorrow, like if you don't watch TV tonight, tomorrow your homework assignment is to watch Naked and Afraid with Mike Burrier.
You know, initially when Naked and Afraid came out and people were talking about it, I didn't realize it was like a survivor style show. Mm-hmm. I thought it was like a dating show.
Could you imagine that as a dating show?
It'd be horrible.
I mean,
it is so weird.
It's very weird.
Have people had sex together?
No. Like we watched one and this dude was like, I can't hug you because my wife wouldn't like it. It's like, you were on a TV show naked.
One of the first things they usually do is try and figure out how to like get a loincloth or something.
That's true.
However, I don't even know what channel it's on. I will do some research and
you need to at least give it a try.
Okay, I like Survivor, the TV show, and I do think that would be a fun episode. Like, who would you want in your Survivor tribe? And then we'd have
Oh,
to
that would
vote
be
them off
fun.
the island.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, that'd be fun because there are certain
There's an
heroes.
episode idea. Write that down and don't lose the sticky note.
It's already
Amanda.
lost. Amanda's not feeling
Amanda.
well. I think Jenny's in the comments.
Okay, Jenny,
Oh, yeah, Jenny,
you're
write
on
that
deck,
down.
friend.
Wait, we should
I
text
don't
it. I'll text it to
know.
the
I
group
already have an
chat.
idea. And like as far as books go, like there is that Survivor dating show style book that Brittany Shaheen did.
Oh yeah.
Brenda
But
Rothart has
what's the name of
Brenda
that?
Rothart did one.
Yeah, she
Survivor
does. It's like
romance.
The Exile. It's called
Exiled,
Exile.
yeah.
And so you're with an ex. It's amazing.
I
If you've
really
not
liked
read
that
it,
one. It
please
was
do.
good. Okay,
So
so really what this
good. We
comes
took a hard left
we
tonight.
did. It's fine. So what
What
it
else
comes
is
down
new?
to with these desert island reads is what criteria do you use to pick these? Like, let's say that we're going on vacation, pre-Kindle days, and you had to pick how many books you were taking with you on vacation and what would fit into your luggage. So, like, that's kind of where we're at with this one. But so, what do
So I
you
guess.
pick? How do you pick? What is the criteria you use to pick those books that potentially you could end up reading over and over and over again?
Well, that was one of my first ones. It has to be a book that I have reread at least twice.
The
All of
tropes or
mine,
genre? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Linda or Lindsay. Oh.
Yeah, all of my books, like all of my books, I've read at least five times, except one.
Hey, Linda.
That's my mom's name.
He just
Oh
answered like if nothing was wrong. I love that.
okay. Ooh, I'm so sorry, Lindsay. I do know your name. Ooh,
Okay,
okay.
so Lindsay's read her books at least
Your
five, you said
top.
five times.
At least all but one. So I picked five. Four of them I've read at least five times each.
Okay.
At least.
So readability comes into it. Is there does like your favorite trope come into play when picking these?
Yeah.
Yes for you, Heather.
Pretty much all of them are my favorite tropes. Yep.
Yeah.
Not a single one of mine is my favorite trope. I don't have a
Really?
favorite trope.
So it's
I
really
like brother, like siblings, best friend a lot. Not a single one.
so for me, I have to say, since really 2018, I don't reread unless it's hey Becky, we're reading this for an episode, so I'll reread that in prep, or if we're gonna talk about a certain topic and I'm like, oh, I know that this book was really good, I'll go back and skim through it. But I don't reread anymore. Because
I
I
reread
so
in
feel
my slumps, but then I also like I listen to books at work, but I only listen to books I've previously read because I can't like I like the background noise, but I can't have something that I need to pay attention to.
yeah. And actually, so like when I made my list, my stuff ended up being older reads that I have reread that are more like those stories that still stick with us. Because I think that's something about it too, right? Doesn't this need to be a story that creates some kind
It
of
lives
emotional
rent-free in your
connection?
head still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
They like they're older. Most of mine are like older, like initially, like what I started reading when I and I just love them. They're like my
Yeah.
favorite tropes, all that.
So if you're stuck on a desert island without any entertainment other than apparently maybe a naked co-inhabitant, if we're on TV, does the book need to provide an escape? So are you picking something that's going to be completely like not contemporary? you know, maybe it's more PNR or sci-fi or historical, or are you leaning into the contemporary and the society that you're out of?
I thought about putting an Ice Planet Barbarian book in there. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can only have five, so you had to be pretty choosy.
You do have to be choosy. And that's the thing too, is it used to be really hard for us to go on vacation. How many books can I get into my luggage before someone thinks I'm insane?
I would always opt to not take an extra pair of pants to make more room for my books.
Okay, I would not pack more than like one book, just enough to get me there in the car ride, because then when I'm done with the book, I had to buy more books.
And while you were there.
Vacation, so I could buy many books, and it was very exciting. Because usually the answer is yes to many books on vacation. But if you pack all your books, then you can't buy them on vacation.
This is true.
So
we never went anywhere where there were like bookstores that like, we didn't had either. Like, so I always had to like, that was like part of our vacation planning, was my mom and I would go to the bookstore and we would each get books, because we both read new releases too fast to like wait for the library.
Well, and it used to be, you know, new releases, you got one book a year from an author.
Sometimes two, if it was like a really prolific author, but that was rare.
That was rare.
Very rare. Feel like the Babysitter's Club, I felt like we were getting
those came out like monthly, maybe every other month. But again, that was Scholastic, so that's a little different. Mm-hmm. But like when I started reading adult books. Because
those went straight to paperback too.
Right. You know, we used to have to buy the $22.95 hardback.
And then wait the year for the paperback. See, like for us, like we had a local library, but it was a half an hour away. So like going to the library wasn't easy. So like if we went on vacation, we went to the bookstore and packed all the books.
Someone asked, how about five authors? No, because you can't pack five authors in your luggage. They don't fit.
Especially some of my favorite authors, like their book backlists are like ginormous.
True.
As I was always doing that, I was like, can I find a loophole and save the entire like Wilder series?
No, the only loophole is Becky said the author has to sell it as a box set.
I did loophole one. I found the loophole for one.
I do think that would be a good episode too. Like what five authors and their entire backlists would you choose?
Would you pack in your U-Haul?
Well, we could do five. Who do you want to have your dinner with? You know, like your living or dead, you know, dinner guests list.
Ooh, I like that. I'll put that on my post-it.
Okay. We got all the ideas tonight. Like, we have a brainstorming session and nobody has ideas. We come on an episode and everybody has the ideas.
Well, we're trying to entertain folks. Yeah.
Right.
We're so smart.
So let's start with our five. This is the other reason that I made them only pick five, because if I let them have too many, we would be here like 7 hours later.
Well, but also the fighting is half the fun.
It is half the fun. And getting to be, you know, a bitch is kind of fun for me, because Mike made me grouchy today. So you're reaping those rewards.
Thank you.
See, positive outcome. You're welcome. Heather, let's get
nice. With me?
Wait, don't you have to do two thumbs up?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm ready.
It doesn't
work. Okay, Heather, what is your first desert island read?
Oh, she even has the paperbacks.
Blindsided by Eden Finley.
Okay.
It is book three. No, book two. Book three. Book three.
The number is not important.
It's book four. It even says. In the fake boyfriend series, it's called Blindsided by Eden Finley. It is an MM romance. It's a football. They are teammates. They are friends to lovers by Awakening. And I absolutely love these two. This series actually is phenomenal, but these two, Talon and Miller, are amazing together, and they are so supportive of each other. And when Talon is in, he is all in, and it is, and it's very steamy and very sweet, and I think everyone should read it. And I started annotating it, as you can tell.
Which I love. I love that you did that. Lindsay, what's your book one of your five Desert Island reads?
I'm going with Always Practice Safe Hex by Juliet Cross. Gareth is like my favorite hero. I love him. I love how grouchy, like grouchy he is. Livy and Gareth. So it's paranormal. She's a witch. He's a grim, which is like a grim reaper. And he has lots of powers. It's a workplace romance. There's like a forced proximity element where they're working on a project together to win a prize. They're enemies, sort of, really like adversaries to lovers. Like they're competing against each other. And then now all of a sudden they're working together. He's kind of an over-the-top protector.
Mm-hmm.
He absolutely is. Like, he is, like, crazy powerful. And it's just really good. I really like their relationship, like, the banter between them.
Mm-hmm.
And I like his backstory a lot. Like, he's got a pretty dark backstory. And it, like, directly plays into the project that they're working on. It's, like, the catalyst for how they get to know each other and changing her perspective of him. And then, like, later on in their relationship, like, later in the series, you can see, like, how that pans out for them. But I really love them. He's my favorite. So that one was coming. No questions asked.
That was coming. Leah, what is one of your Desert Island reads?
Okay. So I have, my first one is Assumption by Aurora Rose Reynolds. It is Kenton and Autumn's story. They do not have the best meeting or beginning of a relationship, but it has one of the best romance scenes.
The best.
In all of romance.
And recently she published that as a box set.
She did recently, but I just picked that one because I forgot that she did it as a box set. So if I could change my, like, Desert Island read, I would like to go with the entire Underground King series by Aurora Rose Reynolds. Because honestly, if you have not read this series, it's in KU. You need to read this series. It is so good. It, she, like, toes a lot, like, all of her, like, heroes are over the top, possessive. They're a little asshole-ish, which, you know, if you know me, like, that's kind of my jam. But it is just, it's a great series. And I love them so much. But it has the mattress scene that, like, flies over. Just that scene in itself.
Yeah, and Assumption is book one in that series, and it is delightful. I will give mm-hmm. you that. So my first book, these are given in no particular order. I'm going with The Morgan Brothers by Lauren Rowe. It's a 5-book box set that includes Rockstar.
And do I need to look it up?
I did already, actually.
Okay.
It has I'm just Hero, saying. Ballpeen Hammer, Rockstar, trying to think who the other two, Captain, there's one other. Anyway, I love Lauren Rowe, and I actually find her books to be really rereadable, because every time you read them, you catch up, you catch little small things mm-hmm. that you didn't catch before. Now, if you've never read Lauren Rowe, any of these books can be read as standalones, and I read them so out of order. I read Reed Rivers first, and then I went to Rockstar, and then I went over to Hero, and so they absolutely can be read as standalones. But her world is really great and interconnected, but she does not crowd a page, which I appreciate.
It's nice.
Okay, Heather, what's your next one?
I don't have the paperback for it, but it is Southern Seducer by Jessica Peterson. It is a family series. It's book one. It is friends to lovers. It is single mom. It is super emotional. They own, like, this resort, and she comes up to stay with them because she's dealing with postpartum, and he has CTE, and it is so well written and super emotional, super steamy, and you really get kind of introducing his brothers and his family, and there is so much banter, and it is just, it's one of my favorite books ever. Southern Seducer by Jessica Peterson.
Lindsay, what's your second read?
Irresistible by Melanie Harlow. I don't.
You said it so begrudgingly.
I,
I
well,
thought you broke
I
up.
don't have this paperback anymore. I
They
divested
did break
myself
up.
of, yeah. But I read this book probably more than any other book. And it's really surprising because I don't usually like, I have a couple of single parent books on my list, and I don't, that's not one of my favorite tropes. Like, I don't really love single parent books a whole lot. But this one I've read so many times and I just love it. Like, Franny, she's been really sheltered. She has health issues. So, like, she's 20. I think she's in her late 20s, but she's never really lived away from home. She's never really been able to pursue like her goal. She kind of is just like a fill-in for her family's business. She's kind of a fill-in for the love interest, Mac, where she like babysits his kids when he needs to be helped out in a bind. And then in the book, they get snowed in together. They have a one night that turns into more. I don't know. I just really love the relationship progression there. And I really liked the kids in the book. Like, her relationship is with the kids first, and she kind of has a crush on him. And it's just really good. I will pick up, this is like my mac and cheese read. I will pick it up anytime just for fun.
Okay.
So.
Leah, what's your next book?
My next one is King's Queen by Marie Johnston. It is the book five in her Oil King series. It is Marriage in Crisis, and it is one of the best Marriage in Crises books that you can find. Like, Marriage in Crisis is a very hard trope to get right, and Marie Johnston does it impeccably in this one. So it's Aiden and Kate's story. So if you haven't read it, there's a trust fund that dictates some stipulations, and Aiden never told Kate, and Kate finds out, and it like that's where the book opens up, is like she asks for a divorce, and like the book is them working through their relationship and their trust issues and growing together as a couple, like in this new stage of their relationship. But it just is, it's so well done. I love this whole series. If you haven't read it, it is also in KU, and you just need to read Marie Johnston if you have not read her yet.
She is our May author for book
She
club,
is. And we
so.
are reading book one in the Oil King series, which is the dad's book. So the dad, and then all of the brothers, and then Aiden and Kate's book is last. And Aiden's the oldest.
So this is hard to do. Like, do I go historical? Do I go contemporary? It's hard to pick these. So I'm gonna go with Mercy by Julie Garwood.
That's a good one.
It's an older book. It's like from like 1993, 92, 93, and it still holds up. It might be older than that. It might be 97, 98.
No, I don't think it's.
It's book three in this series, and right? Is it book? No, it's book two in the
It's
series.
book two, yeah.
And it still holds up. Like, the only thing that was interesting is like dial-up internet. She used a map instead of GPS, and they
And they
had a
use a
fax
fax
machine.
machine,
Other
yeah.
than that, this book holds up, and it is romantic suspense done amazingly well. Okay, Heather, what's your next?
Okay.
2001.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna do Natasha Madison's Made for You.
That's a good one.
This is, oh, I love it. So Vivian is amazing. She is a character that we did not know that much about. It is a enemies to lovers. There's so much humor, and there's Beatrice. I just don't even think I need to say more.
Still Beatrice.
Beatrice is, and
She's a dog. You do have to say that. Beatrice is a dog.
but she is a
But
full
she's
character
not
on her
just a
own.
dog. I know, but you like it's
And
not a
Xavier.
triangle.
Okay. No. Oh no. Xavier is so amazing. There's an amazing mental health rep. Of course, it's hockey. There's the family. It is so good. Made for You by Natasha Madison.
Okay. Lindsay, what's your next? Not Linda, Lindsay.
Dating Ish by Penny Reed. So I was really irritated I couldn't make the whole Knitting in the City series, but this one, like, I read this one more than any
Doesn't
other.
she box set some of them though?
Yeah, Becky said it doesn't count because they were only sold as a box set in the Kickstarter. So
Oh.
fair. But this is
Rules
kind
are
of like a
rules.
mistaken identity. They have like the total opposite of a meet cute. They are on an online, like they have an online dating app. He is meeting women under a false pretense for a science experiment. And she picks up a random book and is reading a book called 50 Days of Sodom. And he thinks she's a psycho. She thinks he's a psycho. It goes very bad.
They
Very
are a
bad.
little bit, both of them.
Are they both a little psycho? It sounds like
They,
maybe.
well, Marie is not. She accidentally bought this book because she wanted to be like doing something because she showed up early to her date. And then it like goes from there. But basically, she's a journalist. She becomes very interested in his program because what he's doing is researching. They call it, I think it's compassion AI or something like that. And it's basically the concept of like sub like completely relate replacing the need for a human relationship with AI or like artificial relationships. So like she goes to meet a cuddler, she does research, he starts going along with her. It's kind of like an enemies to lovers situation because they don't get along, then they become friends, then they become lovers. But it's really interesting. It's just she writes some really interesting books, and I just think like conceptually, like what they pursue in the book and then like the conclusions, it's really interesting. And I like Marie a lot. She's one of my favorite heroines. She's a total
There we go.
badass.
Leah, what's your next book?
My next one is The Men of Haven Collection, books 1 through 3 by Rena Morgan.
That's so funny. I didn't pick a Rena book.
So I was trying to figure out series that I really, really love and then be like, but which book in the series do I really want to pick? But then I was searching and I found the collection. I was like, God damn, that counts.
It does
But yeah, so
count.
it's books 1 through 3, which actually has so the very last book is one of my favorites just because she makes a character that you absolutely hate. You fall in love with her and everything. But we're not talking about trust and true. So books 1 through 3 is just. If honestly, Becky has been like spouting years and years that you need to read these books, and she made us all read them, and they're
No,
very
there are
good.
people, Heather and Jenny have not read Rena Morgan.
Okay.
It's on our list.
You know
It's just
what?
the list
We
is
can
so
get them at
long.
Knockout if they haven't read them by the end of June. We can do something to them
What are you
then.
gonna do it to us?
Why would we tell you?
Maybe I can listen to it in the car on the way down because
You could do that. That would be a good
he's
one. Justin
making
would like
us
them too.
drive. Like we have to drive 11. Anyway,
Anyway, you'll
I
be fine.
digress. Digreg. But yeah.
But yes, books 1 through 3,
Men of Haven.
delightful, over the top alphas. They live in the morally gray, found family, like one of the best found family books, like series you will ever read.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. You know why I agree? Because they're fantastic.
They are.
Maybe we all do need to be on the same island so we can swap books then.
Oh,
We
yes. All of
do.
a sudden, Heather's like, okay, I'll let you on my island.
Okay, but maybe like separate parts, and then every few days we
We can
just
have our own
meet up
like
and trade.
quadrants because we will need some space because
I just need people to be quiet. Like, my house is so loud.
my house isn't very loud. I don't need the quiet, but sometimes I can't people anymore.
The only reason Heather is even interested in going on the island is because
It's
people will
because of the
not talk to
books.
her.
And
Bad.
also, like you get book time all by yourself when nobody's saying, "Hey, mom, mom, mom."
Okay, so my book three, I am going to go with an oldie but a goodie. This is historical. It is really my all-time favorite romance. I love this book. I love this book. I love this book. So my pick is Whitney.
Becky, do you love this
I
book?
love this book. My pick is Whitney, My Love by Judith McNaught. He's a duke and she is a rebel and in love with somebody else. And her father betroths her to the duke without her knowledge. And the duke takes a hidden identity and becomes her neighbor to try to get to know her and flirt with her and woo her, and it all blows up. But it's really good.
As one expects.
Right. Okay, Heather, what's your next? You got two left.
Know. Okay, so I didn't do this on purpose. I didn't read anyone else's, but It is An Unfinished Memory by Marie Johnston. This is in the Oil Knight series, and it is like a second chance. Technically, they're divorced, so it's not a marriage in crisis, but they are like best friend's brother. There's like a secret relationship. And they're, I love this whole series. And I think the reason I picked this one is because then you kind of get a little piece of all the other characters and family. And it just, if you haven't read Marie Johnston, I don't think we can be friends.
The theme of tonight's episode, just read Marie Johnston.
And so the other thing is,
for years, people, years. She's
like literally the kindest human too. And I love her. Yeah. And his name is Wilder.
I also hear she has phenomenal chapstick.
She does.
Okay. She has the best chapstick, but like to Heather's point, I'd only read her paranormal stuff up until recently. And then I started with King's Crown, read that whole series, read like her Walker Rose book, read the whole series, the unfinished series that she's doing or whatever it's called. The Memory.
Oil Knights.
The Oil Knights. And then I read like four books out of the Oil Baron series. So it's just like, once you start, they're so good.
Her character names are amazing. So it's Sutton and Wilder in the covers.
But the thing I love is her characters are mature. Like they're not like, they have dumb moments, but they're not like simpering idiots. Like
there's growth. Like every single character, there's growth. They handle the situations in a generally mature way. Like we could honestly just have an episode to talk about Marie Johnston all day.
Okay, let's move on. Who's
we could probably do that.
Lindsay gave her book. Leah is. I think we lost track. Oh no, wait, Heather. No, Lindsay, what's your next book?
Lindsay's
book
three. Turn.
See, five. Oh, this is why we have to do five because we're going to be here all night.
I picked a newer one. This is the only one that I hadn't read at least five times, but I've read it three already. Shadows of You by Katherine Cowles. And it was between this and King's Queen because I really loved King's Queen too. But Aspen and Roan. So Aspen's on the run. She's the heroine. She has a daughter. It's not her biological daughter. It's her sister's daughter. And that just like she's a really bad past. She's in hiding. She has a hobby farm. It's really cute. And Roan is like very reclusive. He has he's kind of like a dark and tortured kind of hero. Like he has a lot of trust issues from his past. And I just really love this book. I don't know why I loved it so much, but like I read it, I immediately read it again. And then I bought the audio and listened to the audio like when Ashes of You was coming out. So there you go.
Leah, what's your next book?
My next book is Throne of the Horde King by Zoe Draven. It's the final book in her Horde Kings of Dakar series. It's like the culmination of like all of the books, because this is a series you have to read in order. There's an overarching storyline. Like you will miss things if you don't read it, but it just, the world that this like Zoe Draven creates is just so exciting and interesting. And it's just the imagery that she gives and the creation of these characters and like just the emotions that these like semi-emotionless like aliens can have when they meet their like other half. It's just such a great series, and I love it so much.
My next book is When the Time is Right by Mo Maybe and Allie Martinez. I have other books on my list originally, but then as I was sitting down at my desk to come on tonight, I was like, I need an emotional read. Like, what book is going to be that emotional one, you know, so I have something to cry in solidarity with. And so for me, When the Time is Right is that book that breaks my heart every time I read it.
It's a really good one.
Okay, Heather, here's your very last.
I know.
Very, very last.
Make it a good one, Heather.
I know. I was really going to go with a Mafia Chronicles series, but I cannot not take a Sawyer Bennett book. So I am going to take Stone by Sawyer
That's a good one.
Bennett
That's a good one.
because it is an emotional read. It is sort of an em not enemies, but like he's such a grump and their lives are so interconnected and they like he grows so much emotionally and she is just just like perfect for him. It is such a great book.
It is a
And
good
it's like
book.
book two, I think, in the Titan series.
Yeah.
So
So
good.
good. Okay, Lindsay, what is your last book of the evening?
Studmuffin by Jiffy Kate. I just love Tempest.
That's a,
I
you know
don't
what?
know.
I
I like
debated
these
a
are
Jiffy
all, I
Kate
just
book
picked
too.
all. Yeah, and I had a hard time picking between this one and the first in their baseball series, but
Mine was
it
Come
was this
Again.
one.
I was
I
debating
read this
Come
one
Again.
more.
That's a
And
really good one.
yeah, and I don't know. It was hard to just narrow it down to one. But Jiffy Kate, they're like one of my original favorites. Like one of my original favorite indie authors. I've read all their books many, many times over. But something about Tempest, like I just love Tempest's spirit. And then I really like how Cage, like it's kind of a bumpy ride, but Cage kind of just teaches her to have confidence again through fighting. I love MMA. It's so fun. So I don't know.
So fun.
Those are my five.
Those
I'll
are your
read
five.
them over and
Oh
over. I'll read one every day of the week on this island.
my gosh. Leah, what's your final book?
Okay, so my final book, after much debate and scratching out and redoing my list, it is My True Love by Melissa Foster. Grant and Jules. There's just something about this
You went for the
story
beefy
that
books, didn't you?
I did go with the beefy books, but hey, because I mean, it's going to take some time to read it. Like, I need some beef to it. But yeah, so it just, their story is Jules is this shiny ray of delightfulness, and Grant is reeling from the situation that he is in. And it is one of those books that she gets every part of this story right, and like the emotions and the healing and the it's siblings, best friend, small towns, like hits all like my hot points. But he's grumpy and she's just this ball of happy because of like her past, and she wants to pull him out of the cesspool of like depression that he's in.
Yeah.
And because she knows that he's so much more than he's allowing himself to be at this point.
Okay. So my last book, because I refuse to be stuck on an island without my boyfriend.
Wilder.
Wild.
Wild. Wild.
Wild. Aaron Wild and I, alone on a desert island, together forever.
I knew
Meant
you were
to
going to
be.
pick him. Knew it.
So Wild by Sawyer Bennett would be my fifth book. For my desert island reads. But it was really hard. Like, I have just sitting here, like, I've scratched and added a bunch of other book choices and stuff like that. Because there are some books that we do read that are like just that good that if I was forced to read it over and over again, I think I'd be okay.
I wouldn't be sad.
Would not be sad. And I was nice and I let you have five and not three, so
Three would have been really hard.
wouldn't it have
I
been?
can't even imagine.
Like, really hard.
Would have been. Okay, guess what time it is?
It's that time
It's that
for
time.
Book
Book
of
of
the
the week. Okay, it's Book of the Week time. We'll start with Lindsay, not Linda. Cheese and rice.
My book of the week is The Royal by Susan Stoker. I finally read this. It's been on my TBR. I've read so many books. I've been all over the place. But this one is romantic suspense. It's a Cinderella retelling and has like the most evil stepmother and stepsister, just one stepsister, not two. So it's a little bit different, but I really thought it was clever. He's an ex prisoner of war. He and like the group of heroes in the series were all prisoners of war together and they all survived. They were special forces in the military. And while they were prisoners of war, they decided they were going to be like moved to remote Maine. They all lead like treks on the Appalachian Trail and things like that. So It's kind of cool. He
And they're
goes and
lumberjacks.
rescues her. Yeah, they're lumberjacks.
Good series.
He goes and rescues her, moves her to Maine. There's the whole romantic suspense plot line there. He is a prince. He's never going to actually be like a king because of all the other heirs. But yeah, it's good. It was really good.
Leah, what's your book of the week?
My book of the week is Command and Control, Ghost Operative, Book 12 in the Alaskan Security series by Gemma Westbrook. This one just came out. Wander is on the cover, and it is delightful. If you have not,
Leah gets to meet Wander this coming weekend, and I have to
I do. And
like.
actually, I pre-ordered this one, so
Hopefully he can sign it for you.
hopefully he
Maybe
can
you won't
sign it
be
for me.
shy like me and not run up to him because I
I
can't do
mean,
that.
I'm not the most outgoing person in
We will
the
see
world.
Wander, don't worry. I've got to get close enough to smell him. I'm
I
sorry.
know. But anyway, so it is actually, so it's Vincent and Julianne's story. They are older, so they're both like, so she has two kids in college, he is older, and it was just really, really good because she hacks into his like company and like, and it like throws his entire world into chaos. And it just, they stalk each other. There's like cat and mouse, but it's like dual cat and mouse. Like they are both the cat and both the mouse
Okay.
because they're simultaneously stalking each other. But then her house gets attacked and he is over the top. Okay. And let me just tell you,
Okay.
this is a little bit of a spoiler, but
Don't
there's a
spoil it
guy.
for people. Don't spoil.
Don't.
It just came out. Stop.
It
Okay.
did, but it's
It
a
is
delightful.
Command and
Okay.
Control by Gemma Westbrook.
Yes, it's
Heather,
so
what
good.
is your book of the week?
My book of the week is No Secrets. It's book number three in the No Regret series by Nora Phoenix. It is an kind of like a BDSM series. It is Caleb and Roman. Roman is a lawyer and he is sort of being targeted and kind of needs to escape. Caleb is like a genius hacker and it's really good. It's like trying to figure out like who you really want to be and kind of making decisions. It's really good.
Okay. And you've really fallen in love with Nora Phoenix.
Yes, a big fan, huge fan.
Okay, so my book of the week is First Comes Forever by Kay Cove. I was trying to try some new authors while I had a minute. And this is a millionaire romance, close proximity. She's a social media influencer, and he's a Hollywood manager. It's right person, wrong time, and there's a pregnancy pack in it. So, and I really liked this book. Like, I was really engaged with these characters. There's a lot of emotion, and he's kind of a golden retriever, but he's also kind of like the dumb golden retriever. He's a little bit like Ollie. He's really cute and a goodest boy, but
There's a squirrel.
squirrel. So that's my book of the week. First Comes Forever by Kay Cove. And it's in Kindle Unlimited. I highly recommend it. Okay. Patreon update. Whatever.
Getting there.
It's getting there. We have a new Patreon m member. I forgot to message them, so I put their name into the Google and
We're
asked
hoping the
it.
Google is correct.
I'm hoping. I tried several different sites. I also put it into ChatGPT and asked it to read it back to me. So hopefully, she does live in Ireland, so it is an Irish name. Her name is Orla. So, Orla, we are super excited to have you as part of the
And for
hive.
pronouncing your name wrong, we apologize.
Yeah, send us a you could send us an Instagram message with your saying your name.
Phonetic.
Yeah, just we'll say it on a voice message. I can mimic it back, but or I'll just call you Linda.
That works too.
For now on, everyone is just Linda. I did find out it means princess.
Oh, fun.
So,
Oh, I like
it's the
that.
Irish meaning of
Sweet.
princess. Anyway, April swag packs have been mailed, sealed, delivered. And everybody should have them now. They were fantastic, and we are super grateful to our sponsors, Helena Hunting and Kaylee Ryan, for those amazing swag packs. In April, our May swag packs will be en route and filled with enchanting supplies around May 10th. I actually started stuffing them today. So many great goodies in them. Inside each pack is an array of loved themed goodies designed to ignite your passion for love stories. And guess what? We ship these worldwide, and so everyone can join in on the fun. Reading journals for May through August should hit mailboxes this week. Those are headed out to the Cold Brew and Queen Bee tier. But wait, there's more.
There's more.
By becoming a member of our Patreon family, you unlock exclusive perks like access to special episodes and our fabulous Buzzing Book Club and the Ultimate Romance Adventure. So also remember that starting this week, April 28th, our quick shots will be over in Patreon, one a week for right now. And we will have our new episodes airing on Wednesday nights right here on YouTube, 9 o'clock. And our first book up is Bridesmaid for Hire by Megan Quinn. And you will not want to miss that. I have thoughts.
No.
Jenny has thoughts. Heather has thoughts. There are thoughts abound. So stay up to date on all our events by subscribing to our newsletter and checking out event calendar at bookcaseandcoffee.com/events. From happy hours to IG and book clubs, there's always something exciting happening in our community. Also, if you are headed to a signing and you want to know if a Buzzing About Romance co-host will be attending that signing, you can also check out our event page. There's a sub page called Buzzing in the Wild because... you know, who knows where we're going to pop up next. Heather's going to Iowa. We're going to Columbus. There's other things abound. As we bid adieu to another enchanting episode of Buzzing About Romance, we hope our discussion of Desert Island Reads has inspired you to revisit old favorites and perhaps discover some new literary gems to add to your own collection. Remember, whether you find yourself lost in the pages of a timeless classic or swept away by the magic of contemporary romance, the power of storytelling knows no bounds. Stay fabulous, stay flirty, and keep buzzing about romance. And until next time, everybody.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.